Well, this morning we also have some special guests with us I want to introduce to you. Some of you know them quite well, and some of you maybe have never met them before. But it's good to have our missionaries from Brazil home with us today. We consider them just a part of our church family. Of course, they have several family members here in the church, and of course, we've been on several mission trips there and have connections there in Brazil. We just feel like they're our family in Brazil. We feel really our hearts connected when we go there. I've spoken in his church. Pastor Matt's spoken in his church and his leadership as well. Several of you have gone down with us on the boat, down the river, down the Amazon, and it's just been an awesome thing. And I'm going to ask Hillary and all they just got in on Thanksgiving Day, flew in from Brazil. She's going to be here for a short time. They're going to come up and give us an update of what's happening in Brazil. Welcome this morning. Yes. Are they on? Great. We're going to give you both a mic. That way we can see who dominates the conversation. We're going to check out your English today, see how good you're doing. He's doing much better every time I talk to him. So God bless you. Yeah, go ahead.
Test 1, 2, there we go.
I don't want to talk English. I'm a little nervous. I'm joking. I need my wife, and she go translate for me. É uma alegria estar de volta aqui.
It's a joy to be here again.
Eu sou muito feliz de estar aqui esse tempo.
I'm very happy to be here.
De rever os amigos.
See our friends again.
E rever vocês na igreja.
To see you, the church
ver
again.
Que a igreja cresceu.
And to see that the church has grown.
E fazer novos amigos.
And I'm looking forward to making new friends.
E eu quero agradecer a Deus pela vida de vocês.
And so I want to thank God for your lives.
Pela vida dessa liderança.
And for the lives of the leadership here.
É, pela vida de algumas pessoas específicas aqui dentro.
And for the lives of specific people that are here.
Que têm acreditado no ministério no Brasil.
People who have believed in our ministry in Brazil.
Que tem investido
and who have invested in
seu
it.
Tempo,
invested
seu
time,
dinheiro,
their money,
suas orações.
Their prayers.
E eu quero falar para vocês que isso tem sido suporte tremendo para nós.
And I want you to know it's been a great support to us.
E não, eu não tenho palavras para agradecer o quanto isso é importante para todos nós.
I don't have the words to tell you how grateful and how we are for this and how important it is.
Vocês não têm ideia o quanto que Deus tem, o que Deus tem feito, o quanto ele tem movido no Brasil através desse ministério.
You have no idea what God has done, how he's moved in Brazil and through you and through this ministry.
É, minha esposa vai explicar pouco isso,
my
o que
está
acontecendo.
Tell you a little bit about what's happening.
Mas eu queria, particularmente, em nome do ministério, da família em Brasil, da minha família, agradecer a vocês.
So I wanted to specifically thank you in the name of our ministry in Brazil, and for us and for our people in Brazil. Thank you.
Pelas viagens de missões que vocês fizeram.
Thank you for the missions trips that you have
cês,
done.
Vocês não têm ideia o quanto marcaram as vidas lá, nossas vidas.
You have no idea how much you have touched and marked lives there in Brazil and touched and marked our lives as well.
E tem mais por vir, eu tenho certeza disso.
And I am certain there is more to come.
Nosso povo em Brasil, ele está muito animado para te conhecer, querer te conhecer mais.
Our people in Brazil, they are really excited to get to know more of you.
Se você vê alguém do Brasil te adicionando no Facebook, não te preocupa, é alguém da igreja.
So if you find somebody from Brazil that's added you to Facebook, it's probably somebody from our church.
Porque nós falamos sobre vocês.
Because we talk about you.
E eles querem conhecer vocês.
And they want to know you.
Eu quero agradecer também a vida do Pastor Jean e do Melody.
And I want to thank Pastor Jean and Melody.
Que desde o início acreditaram nesse ministério.
Because from the very beginning you've believed in
this ministry. E eles, através de vocês e através da vida dele, eles têm parte de tudo que está acontecendo lá.
And so them and also you. You all have a part of everything that's happening in Brazil.
E eu quero agradecer também ao Matt.
I want to thank Matt.
Travis.
Michelle.
Que foram na última viagem conosco.
They came on the last missions trip.
E tocaram no coração de muitos jovens ali.
And they touched many young people's lives.
E eles estão muito animados para a próxima viagem.
And they can't wait for you to come back.
Então, prepare-se.
So get ready.
Amém. Muito obrigado por tudo. Eu vou deixar minha esposa explicar mais o que está acontecendo.
Thank you very much for everything. And I'm going to let my wife tell you about what's been happening. Which is me. We have just, actually in the last year, God has just blown us out of the water. Our expectations were very small and compared to what he has done. And one of the first things I want to tell you about is that we have... A new field has been opened up to us, and that's in the country of Argentina. And last January, we were asked to help in Argentina with four churches that there was no longer a missionary there, and they were kind of struggling. And, you know, when we were asked to help out with that, we thought, okay, God, this is, you know, this is very quick. You know, God had already spoken to us about the nation of Argentina, but we felt like that would be years down the road. And, you know, many times our timing is different than God's. And so we said, okay, Lord, we're not sure how this is going to work, but we'll go see. And so in April, we went to Argentina for the first time, and God just connected our hearts with the pastors that were there. And we saw a hunger in them, a desire in their hearts for something that they didn't know how to reach, if that makes sense. And so we began a relationship with them, and we kept in contact with them. And in October, we went back, and we took a team from our church in Brazil, which was just amazing. And we raised money so we could take them with us. And we did the first ever youth conference and women's conference that they'd ever had. And the Holy Spirit just entered that place. And God just did things that are just too big to even explain. And so now we have, in February, a pastor and his wife from Argentina and some of their young people are coming to Brazil, and because they are hungry for what God is doing. And they want more of what God is doing. And so we are now in the process of helping them, working with them, helping them establish things, and looking at establishing a Passion and Compassion Ministries church in Buenos Aires. And so God is doing big things on that front. In Brazil, God is doing great things as well. We, as you know, many of you know, we established a church. It'll be 2 years ago, January. So we're 2 years old, and we have about 160 people that come, and we have had to start two services because our building is too small. And so that is a good thing, and we are excited. And so until we are able to, we have the funds and everything to be able to expand the church, and we're running two services on Sundays now, and we have a lot of home groups going on, but we are beginning in January now, we're going to have a full youth service as well, which we hadn't had before. But we have so many youth that have come in that that's now a necessity, which is wonderful. And God is calling them. You know, we look at Argentina and we look at several other nations that God has put in our hearts in South America. And we look at the people that God have placed in Brazil, and we see how God is raising them up. And we believe that many of them are going to be sent. And when God first began to speak to me about Brazil before I ever met Aldaí, God gave me a vision of the nation of Brazil, and I saw a map of Brazil, and I saw a fire coming out of it and spreading across the world. And when we were in Argentina in October, one of the pastors there in the middle of prayer received a vision from the Lord, and he saw the map of Brazil, and he saw coming specifically out of Manaus, which is where we live, he saw an army being raised up and marching across South America. And so I shared with him what God had shown me many years ago.